Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. Here are three ways you can become a better partner, and also do as I say, not as I do, because I struggle with all of them. All right. Number one, be there. I know it sounds obvious, but listen, most of us are not there, meaning we are in our heads. We are thinking about what we need to get done, especially if you're in a relationship where it's just routine, right? If you're in a relationship where you guys have been together for a long time, if you're living together, structure, daily routine sets in, and it's easy to not be there. When we're watching TV, we are with our partner. If you're watching a movie or something, it's easy to check out. It's easy to be on our phones. Think about it. While we're having dinner, in your relationship, when you are with your partner, are you really there, or are you multitasking? Are you in your head? Are you doing something else? Are you anywhere else but there? It's very easy to be there in the beginning because it's all new and you want to be there. You're getting to know your partner, right? And if you're honest with yourself, are you there now as you were in the beginning? Chances are you are not. So try to trace that blueprint. Be there as if you just met your partner and you want to discover and you want to know and you're curious, right? Put your phone away. This is also a note to self, by the way. So be there, be present. One of the ways to be there is eye contact. If you are having a conversation, well, with anyone, but with your partner, look at them. That's foundational and it's fundamental. Make eye contact. Of course, you know, it's okay to be doing other things and sometimes you're not going to make eye contact, but you're there. But if you're sitting across the table from them, when they are talking, get off your phone, make eye contact. Number two, notice when you're in your head and try to come back, right? A lot of times we're thinking about what we need to get done, other things, we are drifting. We're thinking about fights, we're thinking about why we're mad at them, you know, whatever, right? So thinking about our businesses, our friendships, conflicts, come back. And you know what? You can share what you're thinking about. You know, that's one way to be present, is to do life with them by sharing what you're thinking about, right? And then the second piece, the second thing you can do to be a better partner is when there is conflict, just do what I just did now. Take a deep breath. Notice what's coming up. And instead of reacting, which most of us do, I'm very guilty of that, be curious, right? Instead of reacting, take a breath. Why are you getting upset? And express that. Talk about that. Have a conversation instead of blaming, judging, reacting, right? So here's what's important and what most people don't think about. This is where you can lay new tracks, you know? And if you are holding a safe space, as they say in my world, and instead of reacting, if you are doing something different, like responding, like being empathetic, like not trying to prove your point, but actually really listening to them, right? What you are doing is, one, you're making them feel safe, which is going to come back around to you because they're going to make you feel safe as well. But also, you may be laying new tracks and breaking old patterns. And this is what's really important. Relationships a lot of times don't go anywhere because we just keep acting the same way. And if you are like many, waiting for your partner to change, and you tell yourself you're not going to change unless he or she changes, well, then it's just about, you know, pulling on that tug of war rope, and it's just an ego thing, right? And the relationship never grows. So take initiative, because imagine if two people are doing this. Imagine if two people make the commitment of saying, you know what, when I feel conflict, when I feel like reacting, when I feel angry because of something my partner did, and we sit down and have that conversation, I'm going to chill the fuck out. I'm going to listen. I'm going to look inward. I'm going to take responsibility and ownership of what's going on with me. And what's going to come out is a response. What's going to come out is something that is safe, that they can depend and trust on, right? And that's going to produce glue, and that's going to make the relationship stronger. And more importantly, it's going to break that old pattern of us going in circles. But instead, we are now being vulnerable. We're showing each other, and we are growing our relationship, right? We're each contributing to building this thing instead of pointing fingers, blaming, and tearing this thing down. So that would make you definitely a better partner. And finally, number three, and let me make sure that this is really number three and not something I just pulled out of my ass, which, you know, I do often in my videos, and I'm sure you have noticed. Here it is. Number three, get a life. You need your own life. A lot of times we find love, especially when we're younger, and we lose our life. We actually have a life when we're single, and then we lose our life when we get married, or, you know, make it official, or move in with someone. Get a life. And that means your own friends. That means self-care. You know, having a life means basically everything that you would do when you were single, right? Pursuing your dreams, your passions, you know, investing in your own friendships, spending time that makes you happy, right? Your own time, your own projects, your own space, whether it is creative, whether it is, you know, fitness, whatever you're into, don't lose that. Because if you lose that, what happens is you're coming into the relationship taking, right? You're coming into the relationship grabbing instead of coming into the relationship holding, meaning coming into the relationship wanting to be, I imagine like a kid holding on to his or her parent's leg, right? That, instead of coming in as a whole person, and by whole, I don't mean perfect, no one's perfect, but a whole person as in a person with his or her own life. And so then you have two people sharing their life together instead of two people taking, grabbing each other, holding onto each other's leg, right? This is also the beginning of codependency and enmeshment, right? And so, yes, that feels good. And yes, that is romantic, or, you know, depending on your definition of romantic, used to be my definition, right? If you're with me, you're with me. And if I go down, you go down. If you go down, I go down. We're one person, right? Yes, that sounds very dreamy and romantic. It's not healthy. Get a life. Get your own life. Have your own friends. Of course, your lives will be, there will be a lot of common area where you guys will, you know, share things like friends. But who you were, how you were, what you're passionate about, the time that you spent when you were single, right? None of that should disappear, you know. There is compromise, of course, and there is a time that you do have to sacrifice, compromise, share, you know, all of that. There's overlap, right? But you shouldn't lose your life. All right, those are three things, and they're big things that you can do to be a better partner. Now, one more thing. If you listen to this and you agree and you acknowledge, that's not doing those things. Doing these things is a daily practice, and it's hard, and we forget, you know. It's actually being aware of what you need to do, and which is, you know, 50%. And then the other half is the execution, right? If you want to change your body, you can't just watch videos and get all hyped up and download programs and go grocery shopping to get better food and all this, but then never go to the gym or never, you know, and continue to eat shitty, right? So you actually have to do the work. And in this case, if you want to be a better partner, after watching this, it's not just saying, oh yeah, I need to do those things and I put those on a checklist. It's to actually thread them into your daily life. In practice, right? Being present, being there, whatever that looks like for you, taking ownership, and when there's conflict, looking inward, responding, instead of just being a walking reaction like I used to be, and then finally, working on your own life, right? Those are big things. They're gonna take a lot of time and a lot of effort. Do the best you can, and know that the more you do that, the more you're bringing to the table, the more you're contributing to this relationship. And if two people are doing that, then we have two pistons pumping and that relationship is going to move forward. Hey, if you have a passion for helping others and you want to create a more meaningful career or add to your current skill set, it's time to become a life coach with Lumia. When I became a life coach many years ago, there wasn't anything like this. So I developed this program alongside with Noel Cordeau, Lumia Coach Training, and it's amazing. It's 100% live and online, meaningful, evidence-based education, real people, real community, ICF accredited too, with 20 diverse instructors and a thriving alumni community. Go to theangrytherapist.com and click on Become a Coach and explore Lumia Coach Training. I'll see you in class.